This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been spending some time the past couple of weeks, as I mentioned earlier, on television, how it gets made, how we're watching it, and what its future might be. It's a series we're calling Screen Wars.
Television. Got this.
No money down.
That one's in the dirt.
On a brighter note,
commercial break.
Television today on the much smaller screen. A company that makes shows, programming is the jargony phrase, that appear on YouTube. Pemberley Digital, right here in Los Angeles, is best known for a web series called The Lizzie Bennet Diaries, which, as you will know if you're up on your Jane Austen, is an adaptation of Pride and Prejudice. It got millions of views. It also won an Emmy. Their latest is Frankenstein MD, adapted from, yes, Frankenstein. Bernie Sue is the executive producer of both shows. Bernie, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
What is it for you about telling stories in 4 or 5 minute chunks?
I think it speaks to our modern culture, I guess, like the what they call the ADD culture.
Yeah.
People want to get in and get out and get in and get out. And so what's challenging for that format for us when you're talking about a long story, like mm-hmm. a grand narrative,
right.
like a Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, Lizzie Bennet, Lizzie Bennet, Pride and Prejudice,
yeah.
whatever, yeah.
Exactly. It's that you're finding ways to insert and come out of like, you know, cliffhangers and stuff in these kind of 4 to 5 minute increments. So it makes it like a really exciting roller coaster when we're doing it right.
Talk to me for a second about the business model. Not to be crass, but how do you guys make money?
For our series, we make money in actually a lot of different ways. We like to look at it as the company Pemberley Digital, we design franchises. We don't just adapt books, we turn them into franchises. So we'll take Lizzie Bennet first because that's the one that has the longest shelf life.
Right. And it is, just to remind people, it's Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice.
The format is a video log, right?
Video blog, yeah. You have the main character, Lizzie Bennet, walking through her narrative as a blogger or a diary or what you want to call it. And the characters, Mr. Darcy and everybody else, kind of come into her life, whether on camera or off. As far as monetization there were 5 ways that Lizzie Bennet made money. You show an ad on YouTube, you get a cut.
Right.
That's the YouTube partner program. They've been doing that for 7 years. We have merchandise. Lizzie Bennet pins as a mug. There's T-shirts. There's posters. We have affiliate marketing, which is we link to something off of the site. We get a cut if that sale is made. We have DVDs.
Yeah.
DVD of the show that's still available for free online.
Which is how I watched it. I will confess.
Yes, that's fine.
But I watched the ad, so it's okay.
It's perfectly fine. But the DVDs is we've sold, I believe, up to date now 7,000 units. So again, for a show that's available free online,
which is amazing.
Which is amazing. And finally, there was a book called "The Secret Diary of Lizzie Bennet." It's told from a similar perspective, but instead of Lizzie video blogging, she's like writing a actual diary as she's going through her journey, and thus making the franchise a book based on the web series,
which is based on the book. Yeah, that, which is very meta, but that's a whole different deal. Do you find it tricky that your products, your shows, are judged on like the first 4 minutes, maybe the first 8 minutes, right? The first 2 episodes.
Wow.
As opposed to like a movie where somebody's, you know, going to pay $12 and go sit in there and stick through the whole 2 hour thing.
That's very astute. That's a very astute question.
Wow.
And you're right. You are right. It's something I worry about a lot. If you watch the first episode and you go and you watch it and you pass your judgment on that first episode, you have to make a choice. You're like, I would want to watch the second episode. Yeah. Do I want to click away to something else? Do I want to check my email? So inherently, you're judging one of the greatest works
of
fiction,
right. Yeah, exactly.
On one half of chapter one.
Right.
What format has us do that? None.
Yeah.
No other format does that. Like you said, you're in a movie, you buy a ticket, you're sitting there.
You're in there, yeah.
You know, and the first episode of Lizzie Bennet is 4 minutes. I mean, some cinematic movies, that's the credits.
That's right. Well, I mean, I'll tell you. So I was watching Lizzie Bennet, and I stuck through 3 episodes and left really only because I got busy.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I had things to do and meetings and whatever.
That's your thing.
But it's also not geared for me, right? I mean, I'm not the target audience for this.
You don't seem like a 25 and under female.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, is it tough sort of honing that and crafting that and narrowing it down?
Sure.
Because you know what? You're not an under 25-year-old female either, by the way.
I am not. Certainly am not. I guess in the modern kind of age of content, there's so much democratization.
Mm-hmm.
I am what I am. You are what you are. You watch what you watch. I watch what I watch. It's not like, oh, we're buddies. We're all going to watch the same thing together every time. Right. We don't do that anymore. So you craft it to the niche. The internet has given the niche the power. So our niche is not just 2,500 female for Lizzie Bennet. It's 2,500 literary or educational-minded right. females. So we don't try to compete with the beauty gurus or the fashionistas. They do their thing. They're great. You know, keep doing it. We're going to do our thing, and we're gonna play to the lit mind a little more.
Lit mind. Good word. Bernie Hsu from Pemberley Digital. Bernie, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.